From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The U.S. military says an American drone strike has likely killed Afghan Taliban leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour. U.S. officials said that President Barack Obama authorized the strike Saturday afternoon local time. Reporter Ayaz Ghul from Islamabad says if confirmed, Mansour's death would be a major blow to the Taliban.
Well, what we understand from the U.S. officials that there was this drone attack carried out, and that was apparently inside Pakistan. In fact, on the Pakistani side of the border. If it is confirmed, this will be a major blow to the Taliban, because after the death of its founder, Mullah Omar, Mullah Akhtar Mansour is the only active Taliban leader who can hold the movement together.
Soon after, reports of the strike began appearing online and in news broadcasts in the region. The Afghan Taliban released a statement calling reports of Mansour's death baseless. Investigators now say that smoke was detected inside Egypt Air Flight 804 just minutes before it plummeted into the Mediterranean Sea early Thursday. The latest information does not offer many answers as to what might have happened, while search crews continued scouring the sea Saturday for further wreckage. Egypt's military released pictures of a pink bag, a life vest, shredded seat covers, and mangled debris showing the Egypt Air name. The flight recorders still need to be recovered from the bottom of the Mediterranean. An Egyptian civil aviation ministry official has denied media reports that the recorders, the flight data recorder, and the cockpit voice recorder had been located. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama is on his way to a week-long visit to Vietnam and Japan, his 10th trip to Asia since taking office. White House officials say the president's visit is intended to demonstrate the ongoing U.S. commitment to rebalancing relations with the nations of Asia and the Pacific region. Asia expert Brian Harding from the Center for American Progress says that security is sure to be high on the president's agenda when he visits Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City.
Top of the agenda for President Obama will be security issues, human rights, and trade. I think all eyes, though, will be on whether the United States lifts its policy of an embargo of lethal weapon sales to Vietnam during this trip.
During his time in Japan, the president will stop at Hiroshima, where the world's first atomic bomb was detonated in combat shortly before Japan surrendered to the United States to end World War II. Mr. Obama will also participate in the G7 summit, the last one of his presidency. President Obama called Iraq's prime minister Saturday to reaffirm U.S. support for the Iraqi people in the fight against Islamic State. A White House statement says that Mr. Obama assured Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi that U.S. forces would continue to play a role in training, advising, and assisting Iraq. The statement said the two men also agreed on the need for tighter security in the international zone in Baghdad after thousands of demonstrators stormed the area Friday. At least 4 people were killed and 90 others injured in Friday's clashes with security forces. On Saturday, hundreds of mourners gathered in Baghdad Sadr City for the funeral of 2 men killed on Friday. The men were part of the thousands who were supporters of radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged Middle Eastern states and world powers to use their influence to convince Syria's warring parties to discuss a political transition in the war-torn nation. Speaking Saturday in Qatar, Ban cautioned against using what he called short-sighted policies to confront violent extremists.
We must avoid short-sighted policies and heavy-handed approaches that only exacerbate the problem and give terrorists their best recruitment tools.
The Secretary General said a full and immediate cessation of hostilities is needed in Syria and should be accompanied by discussions of what sort of transition of power will follow. And Exaggerator beat Cherry Wine and Kentucky Derby winner Nyquist to take the Preakness Stakes in Baltimore, Maryland on Saturday. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.